Julia.
Hi, Katie.
Welcome to another episode of Getting Literate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Spooktober. Spooky installment number 4.
Yeah, it is. It is number 4 because we got 5 weeks in October. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow. So, it's 5 Sundays.
Penultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad.
Boo-hoo.
I think the perfect book.
I think the perfect book, too. Yeah,
because what did we read, Julia?
We read Coraline.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Yeah. What a time. And we're drinking something. I don't know. You made it. I have no idea what it's called.
yeah.
Something with tea and gin.
The name. Okay, let's check the spruitseats.com.
Shout out to
Royal Tea Cocktail.
Ooh, okay,
but
fun.
But it's like royalty. Yeah. Royalty.
All right. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Little pun.
Yeah, because there's tea leaf readings going on.
In Coraline.
Do you want to tell me
about Coraline? And we love gin.
We do love gin. We always love gin.
I want to tell you about Coraline.
Go for it. Tell me about Coraline, Julia.
I currently read book, Katie.
Okay, sorry.
I forgot to say finish because that was earlier today. The day they went in...
Okay.
Sorry. The day...
Sorry, I just had a taste of this. I'm sorry to interrupt. Wow.
What?
Try him.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Did it say to put lemon juice?
No, it said a splash of lemon.
Oh, that's disgusting. I hate fuck you, Spruce Eats. Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I recommend finding a better gin cocktail because this one's yucky. Anyways, continue. Please tell me about Coraline.
The day after they moved in, Coraline went exploring. In Coraline's family's new flat are 21 windows and 14 doors. 13 of the doors open and close. The 14th is locked, and on the other side is only a brick wall. Until the day Coraline unlocks the door to find a passage to another flat in another house just like her own, only it's different. At first, the things seem marvelous in the other flat. The food is better. The toy box is filled with wind-up angels that flutter around the bedroom, books whose pictures writhe and crawl and shimmer, little dinosaur skulls that chatter their teeth. But there's another mother and another father, and they want Coraline to stay with them and be their little girl. They want to change her and never let her go. Other children are trapped there as well, lost souls behind the mirrors. Coraline is their only hope of rescue. She will have to fight with all her wits and all the tools she can find if she is to save the lost children, her ordinary life, and herself.
Yeah. Yeah. The last sentence there just is it says it delights he will delight readers with his first novel for all ages.
And I think that's can't read American Gods?
No. I don't recommend it actually personally. But I don't think they should read this one either. This is not
one of the story behind this, like how it actually got published.
I looked it up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
oh, the
cool.
story behind the actual book?
Yeah, the book and how it got
oh,
published.
Oh no, I didn't know that. Okay.
So Neil Gaiman was writing this for his daughter because he had like a 5-year-old daughter and he
Cute.
Wanted to write a story for her about like a really independent, smart girl protagonist who is just like doing cool things in the world. You know, girls can do anything.
girl bossing it up.
Truly. And so, but he's Neil Gaiman, so he turned it all spooky scary. And so he sent it to his publisher and his publisher was like, this is too scary for kids. And so Neil Gaiman was like, no, it isn't. Read it to your own kids. You got kids. Read it to them. Like, if they're...
Traumatize them. Have fun.
No, literally, he's like, no, it's fine. Like, if your kids like it, other kids will like it. We can publish it. And his publisher was like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
She read it to her kids. I think she had 2 or 3 girls.
Yeah.
And her kids were like, yes, this is a good book.
Okay.
This passes. We are not afraid. You can publish it. So
fun.
It gets published. It turns into a movie. And at the premiere for the movie, Neil Gaiman sits beside his publisher's daughter, who's now an adult. And he says to her, like, you know, the only reason this is happening, we're here right now, is because you weren't afraid. And she was like, oh, no, I was terrified.
Oh.
But I had to find out what happened next.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really fucked up, but, like, that's really cute.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, and, like, there's a quote in the back of this book where it's, like, it gives, like, adults nightmares, but children, like, hope, because, like,
yeah.
They're too naive to not
Yeah, they don't pick up on, like, the actually, like,
really fucked upness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, would you? I'm curious as to what, like, what you thought of this book. I think you're gonna do 4 stars, is my guess personally.
It's 5.
Oh, it's 5?
Yeah.
That's fun. I guess I'll drink.
Mm-hmm. There's a punishment this week again. Mm-hmm. Welcome to October. We have the most vile drinks in the...
It's actually just poison. It's just poison. Over and over and over again, apparently. So that's fun.
Well, I'm guessing you said 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we both get to take another
We
drink.
Got the same...
Which is fun and exciting, but I don't want to drink this.
I don't
like it. Okay, yeah, cool.
What'd you
like about it? What were your top 3? What were your top 3 moments? Top 3 things.
I'm sorry, Katie.
Why?
Because it was the writing, and you're gonna have to drink.
Fuck you. I mean, I like, know. Yeah,
it's such
I get
good
it.
Writing. I'm gonna read a bunch of quotes because it's just so good.
Mm-hmm. Because like, it's for kids.
Yeah.
But, like, it's well-written.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, because, imagine, like, putting up with the icky, you know, novel for kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, anyway, I really liked the very, very ending. Well, not the very, very ending, but, like, the first ending where it's like, jokes, surprise.
Oh, like, where she has, like, the little
the
dream.
Picnic. Yeah, yeah, the dream picnic.
The dream
that
picnic
was
is
really
cute.
Cute.
The dream picnic
and
is cute.
And they're like, it's not over yet, bestie. And she's like, what?
She's like, oh God, I know. I was like getting to that, and then I was like, this is only chapter 11 and there's 13 chapters here.
I know, right?
Is it gonna be like 2 chapters of fucking nothing? And then Neil Gaiman was like, don't be silly. You're not gonna get a nice moment.
Oh, you thought?
Mm-mm. No.
You thought Bedlam was gonna play fair?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Anyways, sorry. So.
Yeah, and I also really liked her dad's B story about like bravery.
Yeah, that was
that
cute.
Warmed my heart because, you know, she's a kid, so her parents are like just trying to work. They're working that work from home COVID life.
Yeah.
They're locked in the house trying to do their thing. And Coraline. Also, it's set in the summer. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's British.
October? I know. I know.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with.
I thought you were going to comment about the weather.
No.
Oh.
Where's my spooky vibes? That was what my thing was. Anyway.
Okay. Weirdo. All right.
Yeah.
The spooky vibes can happen year round if you truly have the spooky spirit.
Okay. I know. But I want autumn.
Do you not embody the spooky spirit year round, Julia?
Shut up.
Like a,
why
are
you
a fake,
fucking
are you a fake, a fake spooky bitch?
Why are you trying to throw hands?
Because I think it'd be fun. I think it's fun to antagonize you.
Yeah.
Especially when we're in a setting where you could actually lean over and hit me in the face. I think that'd be cute and fun. Really just exciting. Threw you off. Anyways, your fave was the dad story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a kid. They're like the most, it's from her point of view. So they're like, please go away. I'm just trying to get my 9-to-5 so I can pay mortgage.
Like, quite literally, like, just don't bother me anymore.
Uh-huh. Like, don't you get Zoom classes?
What the fuck?
But then we actually get a story of him, like, being nice.
Yeah.
And it's like, appreciate him. But she's like a good child, so she can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she can, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she can.
And she does.
Yeah. And she very much so, like, uses that.
Yeah.
So it's cute.
It's very cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah, what was your top 3?
Good top 3.
Thank you. Do we drink for anything?
No, not in the top 3, at least.
Okay.
Not in the top 3.
Thank God. I don't want to. Mm-mm.
Yeah. You're going to hate me for this. I like the final trap that she sets.
That was going to make my top three.
Yeah.
It was like number 4.
I loved it. I thought it was very cute. She was like, I'm going to go play with my dolls. And her mom was like, aren't you old? Aren't you a little old for that? And she's like, they're decoration. I want to have like a vibe,
they're
an aesthetic. It's just, it's really cute.
She's like, Mom, don't blow my fucking cover. The hand is listening.
God, please.
Mom, don't blow my cover. I'm trying to trick a hand.
And then she, like, shows up at, like, Miss Forcible's house, and she's like, by the way, this key on my net. And
no,
they're like, we didn't ask.
So fucking funny. They're like, oh, like.
That's great. Like,
no,
fun.
No, they were talking about something completely different, and she's just like,
yeah.
Oopsies, anyway.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, like, don't go near the well. And she's like, oh, this key around here? You were wondering? Okay, cool. Like, I fucking love it. They're great.
That whole part was amazing.
It was just fantastic. The whole last chapter.
It was so good. It was number four for me. I was just like,
yeah.
Ooh, so good.
It's so good. It's such a good, like, what a great ending. Because it's, like, creepy, but it's not, like, the creep factor that you've gotten throughout the whole book. It's just, it's fantastic. And also it features one of my other best, which is Miss Spink and Miss Forcible.
I love them so much.
They're so funny. They're so good. They're all everything I want to be.
Okay, can they be us?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know which one's which. Couldn't tell you off the top of my head. But no. I love it.
I know Miss Spink played Portia once, and Miss Forcible always talks about her Ophelia, but it was my Portia that they came to see. So are you more of a Portia or an Ophelia?
Well, take a fucking guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's not going to be Ophelia.
It's not
going to
be Ophelia?
It's not going to be Ophelia.
Okay.
I'll give that one to you.
Thank you.
You can have Ophelia. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you would definitely trick everyone and be like, I'm the judge now.
Are you kidding me? I am a huge bitch. Absolutely, I would. I am the female manipulator.
Oh, then you're Portia.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Sense. Yeah. And they read tea leaves and they're like batshit and they have this stupid little dog and I just think that they're the vibe. They're everything I want to be when I grow up. Like, that's it. You know?
Yeah.
I just love it. I just love it. And then my best is the other mother.
She's awesome.
She's fantastic.
Like, I love just her. Gaslight gatekeep girl boss.
She really said, I will. Yeah, I will. I will gaslight. I will doorkeep.
Doorkeep. A door is just a gate that's not see-through.
Exactly. Oh, genius. Absolutely genius. Like, big brain. Yeah. But I love her. I think that she's incredible. Obviously, like, horrendous, terrifying, all of the things. But I it's fantastic. I love it. I love that she's like, this hand? Go.
Oh, I swear on my right hand. Don't have it anymore.
Just kidding. I cut that bitch off. Like, yeah. Gas lit. Love her.
Love her.
Fantastic villain.
So what didn't you like?
The cellar scene.
Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated that. And the worm man.
Is the worst.
And it's not in the movie, so it's like, you know.
A little.
Yeah, you know he's going to betray her, but it's just the vibes are way fucking spookier in the cellar.
And he's like, I don't want to hurt
you. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
But I'm going to, so get out. And oh God, absolutely also, disgusting.
The way he is, almost a disgusting as his drink.
One of the like things to describe him was like, his face was like a little bit fucked up. Look, obviously that wasn't it exactly. Neil Gaiman did not say his face was a little fucked up looking. He's a better writer than that. But
in the children's book.
Yeah, exactly. It's Coraline. It's not for children. I mean, it is, but it's not. Yeah, he's like, his face was a little bit fucked up looking because it looked like bread dough that had risen a little too much. And I'm like, oh, that's a visual and I don't like it. I don't like it.
So effective that, like, in the worst doughy, way.
Pale, smooth, but like also like a weird chat. I don't like it. I didn't. No, oh, I didn't fucking like horrendous. It. Anyways, yeah. Yeah. And then I listened to the audiobook for this one.
Yeah.
So I have to play the fucking, like, the rats singing.
Oh.
Book or audiobook. Hated them either way.
Katie, this is going to be a drink moment.
Yeah, it's going to be a drink moment. But I have to play what they sounded like in the audiobook when I was listening to it because, oh my fucking God, it caught me off guard.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I know. You're going to love it. It's great.
No, I listened to it this morning. You're like, hee hee, 1340, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, go have a listen because it's fucking terrible.
They started to sing. We are small, but we are many. We are many. We are small.
Why?
We were here before you rose. We will be here when you
like, I hate this. I hate it.
I hate it.
And it happens a few times.
The rats do sing
often. The rats sing very often. And it's always sounding like that. And it's just horrendous. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. And then my third, the old man scene. You know the old man scene? When she's like, just wandering around trying to find the souls. And she talks to, like, Mr. Bobo, but at that time she doesn't know his name. So it's, like, an imitation of the crazy old man. And he's like, why do you want to go back, Coraline? Nobody even remembers your name, Coraline. Oh, yeah, no, just disgusting. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. Julia's showing me a picture right now of what looks like if you took, like, rotten vegetables and, like, formed them into a human. Like, but also wood. Like, it's like a wooden doll that also was made out of rotten vegetables. It's really filthy.
And there's a rat on his head.
Disgusting. I love the real Mr. Bobo. But the fake one who's like, why do you want to go back? What's wrong with you? They hate you there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then he turns into rats?
Uh-huh. Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all.
Katie.
And then the rats start singing. Again,
they do.
Yeah.
So worst scene.
Didn't like it. Didn't like it. Not in the slightest.
So I need to just show you my paper notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because three for three.
Three for three?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I love this for us.
I love this for us.
Wow, what a fun time.
Same rating, same worst. Honestly agree with most of your top threes.
But, I mean, same here. Yeah.
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 You should be unique sometimes.
Yeah. Can I play another selection from the
From the rats?
No, not from the rats. From the audiobook. Just because it almost made my worst three, but it didn't, because I was like, okay, like, this isn't actually technically part of the book. It was just like, I'm sure you know, nothing illegal. I definitely didn't get this for free online from a sketchy little website. But I guess the version that this is like recorded on like CDs or like tapes or something. So there's like multiple of them. You know how like you get an audiobook like that? And so the transitions between the CDs / tapes has this creepy little music. Why? Like, it's like a combo of like chanting and like synth music, but also this like creepy wind noise, and I was just like so caught off guard. I was like, what the hell? You're just trying to start
a children's book.
Like, I'm like, that happened. I started it and I was like, this isn't an audiobook. And then I was like, oh, maybe I should like try out so I skipped way ahead, and it was like actually like, you know, I think it was like Neil Gaiman reading it, which was kind of fun.
Oh.
I think that's what it said. Again, this is definitely not from a sketchy little website where I got it for free.
For everything
definitely
legally.
100% allowed to use that. But I think that's what it said. Anyways, so it was him reading, and I was like, okay, like, I'll go back and listen from the start. And it was that fucking music for 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. What a way to start
minutes?
It. Almost, yeah. It starts off slow. It's not that. It builds to that.
Yeah, because this morning you were like, listen to the chanting at the beginning, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then I skipped ahead, and I was like, what?
You know, it takes a while to get to that point. You're like, what am I doing here? Okay, fun.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah. I saw your notes. You got things to talk about. Tell me about things you want to talk about.
I do. So I love how that there's like another black cat, because last week we read Poe.
We did read Poe.
And we had
week.
A fucking hilarious black cat. He
yeah.
was
the best black cat.
The best black
Just
cat.
Just the black cat to end all black cats.
And this black cat only wishes he could be. As
he almost made my top three.
Up. I love him.
Like, I really love him. He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was just my stalling one as I gather my notes. They dumb her down so hard in the movie, and that pisses me off. And it's like,
not really?
Okay, but why does she need a man?
Yeah, I was confused.
Why does she
need
a boy child in the movie? Like, I was so mad about that.
I do love YB, but like, it is very. I was like expecting him to show up, and then I was like, oh, why was he there at all?
Yeah, she just.
So she does end up saving him in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does help her a lot.
Yeah, he does.
And she just needs to figure it out her own. And like, I just loved how she was just so much more clever.
I think, okay.
Obviously clever, but it's also because we live in her head. In
yeah, so yeah. I think that's part of why we had to have YB. Because, like, most of her, like, discovering the shit around the house is, like, her in her head being like, oh, this is here and this is there. And, like, we can't, unless it was, like, narrated, in which case I would not like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I see how
I think he like replaces like the voice in her head, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that was a boy.
But I do love YB.
Yeah, YB's so much. Cute.
And missed also, him here. Like, I did, yeah.
I guess it appeals to the other audience.
I don't know.
The boys.
Yeah. I feel like Coraline is like... Like, I don't want to be like, oh, like, you know, boys can't watch shows that feature women. But also, she's not like, I'm a girl. Like, she's just like, shut up. I'm going to tramp around in my little boots. So, I really feel like it's not... Like, her as a main character feels, like, universally appealing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, it does, and I agree.
Like, book and movie. Which, the movie is one of... It's I love that movie so much. It's such so a good...
I love it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else, like, different from the book and movie that you noticed that stuck out to you particularly?
I can't remember. I haven't watched the movie in a hot minute. Like, I think it's been almost a year at this point because I really only watched it in October. But... The dogs had wings in the movie the whole time.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Even?
Yeah. Hmm. Even before they got their wings. So I was a little bit, like, confused when they, were, like, all of a sudden had wings.
Mm.
But I thought it was fun.
Yeah, a little twist.
Yeah, I think it was really just, like, YB. Also, I don't think that she gets a doll in the book, right? Like, she doesn't find one.
No.
Or anything, whereas in the movie she does. Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm interested as to why they introduced that element when it wasn't in the book. Oh, I love it. Trust me, I love it. Because we have
our little Coraline dolls.
I did. Yeah,
Katie
last year.
Katie made us all Coraline dolls last year.
No, I made you make them.
Well, you made the bodies.
Yeah, I made the bodies.
We made the...
They're just, like, lumps of clay on top of, like, clothes hangers, basically. Yeah,
so we had to give them faces and clothes and hair.
Mm-hmm. It was very fun.
It was very fun.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. It was super easy.
That was honestly one of the best Halloweens.
I know. Even though, like, we just, like, hung out and, like, watched movies and shit. Like, it was fun.
Got traumatized for life. It's fine.
Yeah, it's great.
I watched Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that was going to hurt you like that. It's okay. It's fine. But, yeah, we have Coraline dolls. So we're going to post those on. But they're, like, of ourselves, which is cute and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so fucking creepy. It's like a voodoo doll, but, like, worse.
Yeah. Sometimes when Katie is on Zoom calls and the doll is just, like, behind her.
Oh, my,
like,
God.
I used to get so scared. I'd be like, can you, like, turn her around? Because she's staring at us.
Well, and then the other thing that I would do is I had her, because I was sitting in front of a bookshelf. So I had her sitting on the top of the bookshelf.
Looping sometimes over.
I look up and she was sitting at an angle where she was just, like, making eye contact. It was fucking terrifying. So if you want something that is going to simultaneously delight and scar you, do that. And also, if you want to freak people out on Zoom calls, you can have it in the background. People will be like, is that a, like, a Coraline doll of you? And you just act like you've never seen it before.
Oh my God, what?
Where the fuck did that come from? Oh shit, oh no.
Could you imagine?
That's a fun little Halloween prank. I recommend that, actually. That could be cute.
Step one, make yourself a Coraline doll.
Yeah.
Step two, gaslight.
It's not gaslighting. It's pulling a prank. Pranking. It's much more fun than that.
Rebrand it.
Definitely no malicious intention there.
May I please read you some quotes?
Please. Please okay. Do.
Miss Forcible made a point of telling Coraline how dangerous the well was, and they warned her to be sure she kept away from it. So Coraline set off to explore for it, so she knew where it was to keep away from it properly.
I love that. I love that.
She it's was like in the first section, like, very beginning of the book, too, and it just sets up her character so brilliantly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. Okay, but also, I hate kids. Who doesn't want to eat leek and potato stew with tarragon garnish and melted Gruyere cheese?
Children.
Ugh,
because they don't like the fancy words. I did think of you at the end when they had pizza, and she was like, and even though the pizza was made by her dad, which meant that it was, like, bad, and I was like, first of all, if you're shitting on homemade pizza, it's because the homemade pizza is not made right. Because there's an Italian who makes pizza for me, and it's very good. So, figure your shit out, Coraline.
Come on, Coraline's dad.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say how she didn't eat the pineapple on pizza, and I was like...
Oh, I don't care about that. People have their own decisions.
I know, right? Oh, it's just, like, stuff, like, I love Neil Gaiman, like, an argument as old and comfortable as an armchair.
Such a good line. Such a good line.
Oh, also, this is me. Mm-hmm. Suit yourself, said her mother, and left. Then she came back and got her purse and her car keys and went out again. I do that every day. Not every day, but there was this point in the summer where I didn't have my car. It was away from the winter, so I guess it wasn't the summer, it was winter. And so I would, like, borrow my parents' car all the time. I would leave the house, come back in, and I'd be like, do you need keys to drive a car?
Oh, I do that constantly. Yeah. So she's very much still a vibe. The adults here are, like, they're adults.
Absolutely moving.
Yeah.
Okay, one last quote.
One last quote.
Nobody sensible believes in ghosts anyway. That's because they're such liars.
I fucking loved that. I was like, that line. That's great. That's great. She's so right.
Ghosts simply gaslight. We all know it.
Yeah.
And I just watched Beetlejuice yesterday, so it's just particularly perfect. Relevant for me.
Absolutely. You just reminded me of the bit where her parents have first vanished, and she's like, what will I have to eat? Canned spaghetti for lunch? A block of cooking chocolate? Like, the after-school snack vibes. Yeah.
Ideal.
Baker's Wild chocolate. West. Unsweetened, but you're still like, well, like, it's an ingredients household, you know? Yeah. I was like, me too, girly. Me too. And I love that she, like, goes to the supermarket and she's like, apples, chocolate cake, limeade. Done. And she still brushes her teeth and everything. I'm like, shopping. You are a queen. And then also, just because I went and looked that up, it's at the same part when she goes into her dad's office and opens up his computer and writes a little story.
That was so fucking cute. So
fucking cute. Because here's Coraline's story. There was a girl. Her name was Apple. She used to dance a lot. She danced and danced until her feet turned into sausages. The end. But she misspells sausages? Like, it's S-O-S-S-A-G-J-E-S. I fucking love that. I was just like, okay, yeah. No, you're a kid. Yeah. You are truly a child. You have been taking care of yourself much too well. And we needed a reminder that you were just a little one. So fucking cute. But yeah. Oh, I love that.
How much did the movie traumatize you as a child?
Not at all. Well, the first time I watched it, maybe a week. Maybe a week of being, like, freaked out. Mm-hmm. After that, nothing. So, like, but I know people who are, like, still freaked out by it. Like, they're like, no, I don't. Like, I was, like, too fucked up by it when I was a child. Yeah, I know. And then I changed your mind. I made you rewatch it.
You did. Like, yeah, before you made me rewatch it last Halloween, I was like, I tried watching it, and I couldn't get through the first half.
How old?
20.
Oh, my God. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, all right. Sure. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, no, it was scary as, like, a 7-year-old or whatever. Because I think we went and saw it in theaters, too. I was like,
oh, same.
Vibes.
Straight vibes.
But, yeah, so I was freaked out the first time. But there's no rats in the movie, is there?
I mean,
there's mice, but there's not rats.
What's the difference? Like,
maybe... Well, the difference is the mice are trained, but she has the rats that just run around.
I think they're... Maybe they just wanted to reuse the model. There might
have been a rat.
I think there are rats in the movie. I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember. I remember the cat saying something about there being a rat, like, in the movie. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that there was a presence. They definitely didn't sing.
They didn't sing like that.
What did you think about the corridor? You know when she's leaving for the last time?
Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt so alive.
Yeah. Let me find the quote. Yeah. I think that's chapter 11.
It was weird because it wasn't like a tiny little crawl space like in the movie, because that's how I pictured it. She could walk through it.
Yeah, she was like running through it, I think, actually. Yeah. Okay. So she's like running through. And it's like it was an uphill run, and it seemed to her that it went on for a longer distance than anything could possibly go. The wall she was touching felt warm and yielding now, and she realized it felt as if it were covered in a fine downy fur. Ew.
Ew.
It moved as if it were taking a breath. Ew. She snatched her hand away from it. Winds howled in the dark. And then it goes on. This time, what she touched felt hot and wet, as if she had put her hand in somebody's mouth, and she pulled it back with a small wail.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like that.
Fucking ew. Yuck.
Why don't I realize?
What?
I forgot to add sugar to the cocktail.
That would be it. That'll do it. Yeah. I was like, there's supposed to be, like, simple syrup in this. There's, like, sugar in the tea. Because, like, I don't drink normal tea with sugar, but, like.
Me neither.
When you but add gin to it. Yeah. Sugar, it's yeah. a little.
Anyway.
It's a little back bitter. To the quote. Anyways. But, yeah, so she keeps going. And so there's all this ick and creepy mm-hmm. shit happening, which is, like, weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then. She knew that if she fell in that corridor, she might never get up again. Whatever that corridor was older by far than the other mother. It was deep and slow, and it knew that she was there.
So cool.
What the fuck, man? Hey, Neil. I don't like that.
Did you see?
Like, I love it, but like, ugh, God,
you don't
yeah.
really read the acknowledgements, but
yeah, no.
He moved into a house when he was young that was, like, turned into different flats, and so he had a door that was bricked up and he had nightmares that it would open up.
Nice.
And I'm like, ooh, welcome to therapy.
That's fun.
But that's so cool.
I love it.
I love it too.
I just it's fantastic. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the movie, it's like very much so like a little creepy crawl space, but it's also like pretty
mm-hmm.
and like but like dusty and like gross. But I'm like, oh, I wish I had a little freaky door thing.
Mm.
Add some spice to my life.
Ooh.
But yeah. So. Oh well. Anything to add?
No, I was gonna ask which neighbors are your favorite, but I knew the answer Spanking when I wrote forceful. The question.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Mr. Bubba's a king. Like, let He's me just say king. That. He's like, I think it's a weasel running around here. Yeah. I would set a trap. Like, okay, do it, King. God.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
Like, oh, if I was, like, back in my own country, I would set a trap.
Okay, but you're here.
You could set a trap still. Like, it's not.
Private property. Who cares?
You're allowed to set a trap for an animal running around your home. What? He's like, well, never mind.
Oopsie doopsies. Mm-hmm.
Are they? I mean, they're your favorite as well. Speaking of course. Forceful, yeah. Of course. Of course. How could they not be?
They're queens.
Really and truly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What are you gonna write your essay on?
Well, why don't I go off a little bit first?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
The monologue in this podcast that we created.
Yeah. Well, you've done it for a hot while now because I've been fucking unprepared.
It's more like Julia says, "I will simply be the queen of Halloween."
Yeah, that's fair.
Doesn't like Katie monologue.
Yeah, that's all right. It's okay. I get it. Like, it's fine. But no, so, okay, so one of the things that I find really, really interesting about this book is not only does it, like, feature a female protagonist, which, like, yay, we love it. Thank you, Neil. King shit. But it's violence enacted by a woman.
Mm.
Which I can't get enough of. I love it. Give me more evil women.
I love it.
Give me more evil women. Like, I think that's so fun.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's, like, driven by something that is very, like, uniquely, and I don't want to, like, you know, gender binary, whatever, but, like, very uniquely, like, a feminine trait, which is, like, maternal instincts and shit like that. And there's this one quote that she's, like, you know, like, the other mother is, like, I love you, Coraline. And Coraline's, like, yeah, I know that she loves me. But it's
she,
like,
loved Coraline as a miser loves money or yeah. a dragon loves gold.
Yeah, like, it's, like, as a possession.
Yes.
And so it's very much so, like, a distortion of, like, maternal instincts. And I just think that that's such a fucking cool thing to play with as, like, something evil.
Yes.
Like, that's just, I love it. And also, just, like, women are predators. Like, women are often used
yeah.
in, like, kidnapping and shit like that because they either are predators or they're used by the people who are being predatory, which I guess includes the women, but because people don't expect it from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, not only is Neil Gaiman, like, making this, like, fantastic thing where he's, like, distorting this, like, maternal instinct and, like, definitely, like, turning this concept, like, inside out and, like, making it creepy and really fucked up and disturbing, but he's also, like, and I'm gonna make this evil thing a woman. And it's, like, the Bell Dam is actually a malicious and ugly woman,
mm-hmm.
or especially, like, a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, he's not even, like, gonna let her off the hook by letting her be, like, a monster. Like, it's, like, no, like, you are a malicious woman. And I can't get enough of that shit. I cannot get enough of it. And I just the fact that she's, like, competitive as well, because she's not, like, a woman who just wants a child and is, like, just has that, like, distorted, like, view of, like, motherhood and, like, maternity and whatever. But, like, she's competitive and she wants to play games and she wants to win and she wants to gloat about her winning. And, like, that's not something that, like, people would describe as, like, a necessarily, like, feminine trait. Like, whatever. I don't care if it is or it isn't. It doesn't matter. Like, it's not – that's a nothing thing. But I just, like – so it's cool that he's not, like, well, she's going to be a woman and she is going to be a mother and going to try her best to be a mother because that is what she wants to be. Like, no. She's going to be a huge raging bitch and she's going to be absolutely fucking evil. And it's just – it's so great. Like, it's just so – it's just so great. I love everything about this. I'm trying to, like, pull up quotes and shit. And the fact that they're like, oh, all of the other children that are in there are like, yeah, she put us here and forgot. What? Excuse me? Like, I just, I don't have, like, proper eloquent words for it, but I really just love the way that this is, like, tied to femininity and that this, like, evil malevolent force is maternal. I think that it's just so interesting and it's why this is such a good, like, book and why this is such a good movie, because that's not something that we see. So it doesn't feel tired, it doesn't feel like, you know, like we've seen it before. And the fact that she has, like, feminine traits, like she's, like, got, like, these very long nails.
Yeah,
but then it's like, because it's evil and they're weapons. I just, oh, this quote. I swear it, said the other mother. I swear it on my own mother's grave.
I love that one.
Does she have a grave? Asked Coraline. Oh, yes, said the other mother. I put her in there myself. And when I found her trying to crawl out, I put her back. What? What? Like, just absolutely it. Fucking horrifically, horrendously evil. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and just, and, like, because you start the novel off and you're like, oh, you know, Coraline's mom is, like, kind of neglectful and, like, doesn't really care about what she wants to do and, like, isn't, like, looking after her kid. Like, obviously, like, she's just trying to work, Coraline. Yeah, please, leave her alone. I can't imagine how fucking annoying that must have been.
Oh my God,
but, like, she's like, yeah, like, shut up, whatever. And so you're kind of like, oh, God. Like,
maybe she's better off with this other lady. Yeah. What could go wrong?
It's like, okay, maybe we shouldn't, like, put this expectation on women to be, like, super maternal and super interested in motherhood, because maybe that's actually a little bit fucked up and maybe it'll fuck them up too. And I know that that's not, like, at the heart of this book and that's, like, not at all what he was trying to say with this, at least as far as I know. But, like, it's just so good. It's just so good.
Yeah.
And, like, the people who do show kind of, like, more so, like, cozy maternal instincts are, like, Miss Spink and Miss Forcible. Mm-hmm. And they're fucking batshit.
They're so fucking crazy. I love them. They're fucked up.
Like, they're insane.
Yeah.
And they're very fun and they're great. But, you know, like, they're not mothers.
No.
And they have a dog who's, they just, you know. So I just...
They prepping for his death?
Yeah, like, it's, yeah.
They're insane.
They're fucked. And, yeah, so I just, I don't know. So, like, things about, like, maternal instincts, motherhood, femininity, distortions of it. I love this book for that. I think that's why it's so creepy. I think it's why it feels fresh as a concept. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. Yeah. It's great.
I love everything you just said. It's so good. It made my heart warm.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, also, I wanted to bring this up because I looked it up. And I was like, because I thought I had heard something about this. Coraline's based on an older, freakier folktale.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's not really a folktale. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's called The New Mother, mm-hmm. which is a short story written by Lucy Clifford in, I don't know, she was like a Victorian writer. Yeah, it's like one of the influences on Coraline is this, like, folktale. Basically, there's, like, these two sisters who live with, like, their mom and their baby sibling,
mm-hmm.
and their father's away. And then they go out and they meet this, like, strange girl who's like, I have a tiny man and woman and they live in my guitar and I only show them to children who are naughty. And so they go home and they're like, okay, we want to see this. Like, we want to see these little people. Let's be, like, the naughtiest children we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother is like, if you don't behave, I'm going to have to go away and I'm going to be replaced by a new mother with glass eyes and a wooden tail. What the fuck?
As you do.
Yeah. And then they go back and meet the girl and she's like, you're not naughty enough yet. And so they keep misbehaving. She keeps like repeating or telling them like how to be like worse children basically. And the girl is like, yeah, like you guys are never going to be naughty enough. And at this point, the mother has left with the baby. She's dipped. She's gone. And that, like, she's never coming back. And then the two girls or whatever, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you told us that our mom is gone. And then they clean up and they wait. And the new mother shows up and they try not to let her in. And she has glass eyes and a wooden tail. And then they flee into the woods and live on berries. And the real mother never returns. And the new mother lives there. That's fucked.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What an ending.
What an ending.
Like, you annoyed your mom so much that she left with a baby, like with your baby sibling. And now there's a monster who lives at your home.
Woo!
Can't return. And everyone left you. Like, fuck. Behave. Okay. Yeah. So that was fun. But again, just like it's a girl in the forest telling them to be terrible. And then their actual mother fully abandons them. And a new mother comes.
Yeah.
And I just think that's interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
Great monologue.
Oh, thank you. A little disorganized. But, you know, here we are.
Here we are.
I also I was on the Wikipedia page for that, like, story. And I wanted to see if I could get to the other, because it was like one of the two major influences on Coraline. I'm like, what's the other influence? Like, what'd you do, King? But we love Wikipedia. We love reading Wikipedia pages.
Welcome to getting reading Wikipedia.
Yeah. Apparently, the name is because he misspelled it the first time.
Yeah.
He went to type it, and it was just like a typo. And he was like, I like that.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
I know, right?
What a great energy. But yeah.
Yeah, apparently he had some prof or something that said typos are a story waiting to be told or something like that.
It's fate.
Yeah. Apparently it's like an old name that was like kind of out of use in English-speaking countries. And then it was like a corset line, and now it's fun. Coraline.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. How can you top that?
I don't know. What would you write an essay on?
What a thing to follow up on. Okay, so this is actually kind of funny. So I started reading Coraline Thursday night, so 3-4 days ago. I don't have time. And there was something about protective coloration in like the first couple things. Like, she watched a nature documentary about like animals and bugs that use protective coloration, and I just wrote a comment to myself in my little ebook, and I was like, essay ? And then I was like, okay, cool. Then I forgot about that. Found that when I was looking for quotes after I came up with an essay title this evening, which is worse, but whatever.
I'm sure it's great.
It's okay. It's called The Imperfect Other, an examination of the corrupted binaries in Coraline.
Nice.
So, yeah, just about how, like, the other mother's lack of understanding for the real world corrupts things from the real world. Like, mice turn into rats, which are objectively worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I would look at how the cat has no binary mirror thing. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't excite me as much as protective coloration. And I was going to, like, read the whole book with that lens, and then I simply fell asleep and forgot that.
Oh, so. That's okay.
Yeah.
At least you didn't fall asleep and accidentally, you know, encounter the souls of dead children.
That's could be fair. Worse. Yeah. It could be worse.
Sorry, I just am trying to come up with mine on the spot because I know what I want to write it about. Ooh, there it is. I think that's great, though. That's fun.
Thanks.
Yeah. Would you ever, like, play with, like, gender binary in that?
Not in the current state of tiredness and midterm lockdown that I'm feeling.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
That was a long day for me.
Mood. Yeah. Oh,
true.
I'm just in essay writing mode, so I'm like, Do we want to talk about it? Because I wrote three today. So do you want to talk about essays? I would love to. So you know how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, gender binaries. Can we do that? That's fun. But no, I think that's great. Yeah. I love it.
What would you do?
Yeah. So I had to look up the word that I was trying to think of. And it, contaminating Eden, the symbolism of apples in Coraline. Because she brings one with her, right? And she, like, drags, like, she goes and, like, writes a story about a girl named Apple. She, like, drags an apple into the fucking thing with
multiple.
Her. Multiple, yeah. I just think that that's so interesting, especially, like, with its, like, connotations as, like, the fruit of, like, knowledge and, like, something that, like, corrupts, you know? Not to use your word, not to steal your word. But, yeah, and this whole idea. I would love for you to read a quote.
There was a tiny doubt inside her, like a maggot in an apple core.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. There's apple imagery a lot in this book.
Right? A lot of apple imagery. And then also the fact that she, like, shows up and she's like, this is perfect. And then it's like, no, it's not. Especially, like, in, like, the movie, too. Like, they really emphasize, like, this is the perfect world and we'll make it whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I don't want whatever I want.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, right. Like, there have to be limits. There have to be, like, there has to be a stop on, like, what you can actually get. You can't just have it all. Eve, God, which is another instance of
women.
Not necessarily being evil, but being blamed. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think that. It's so interesting. Apples are everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
So. Cute.
Love this for us.
Love this for us.
We're definitely going to pass.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Mm-hmm. I give us both an A. A plus.
Oh, wow. You're so kind. So
yeah. That's just me.
Parting thoughts?
This book was fucked up.
I loved it.
This is a fucked up little book.
This was a fucked up little book, and it was great.
Yeah. Listening to the audiobook was a choice on my part, personally.
Oh, I couldn't.
Like, late at night, too.
Oh, woo.
Yeah.
At 2-point speed, so the rats are singing really fast.
No, actually, I listened to this one at normal speed because it was only like 3 hours.
Oh, nice.
It's a children's book, children's right? Book. Like, it's short. I can't read anything long right now. I'm in school. I'm listening at 2x speed for all my other audiobooks. Fuck.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, so the rats were just singing their normal, slow, creepy shit. It was terrifying.
Okay.
Fucked up little book. You?
Amazing. This was such a good read. It makes me appreciate the movie a lot more. I can't wait to go watch the movie.
Immediately? Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
it's the spookiest one we've read all October.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Carrie's spooky, but it's not, like, frightening.
No.
Poe, spooky in a campy way.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Ugh.
Science
so
fiction.
Fucking dramatic.
Very dramatic. Just overblown, overhyped. God. Shut up, Victor. And this one? Unsettling.
Unsettling.
Yeah,
I love that.
A great pick. Great pick for October.
And on that note, good night, sleep tight. Don't let the rats sing you a lullaby tonight.
This has been an episode of Getting Literate with Julia Honadel and Katie McCullough.
Be sure to follow us on social media at Getting Literate on all platforms. And follow the podcast from wherever you're listening for more opportunities to get lit and get literate.